This podcast is a co-production of ABC Australia
and CBC Podcasts.
Have you ever wandered around a museum and just thought, how did all of this get here? Well, you're not alone, because it's a bloody good question. So, let's get some answers.
Okay, here we go.
On October 20, come with me to a mountain temple.
So here we are.
The scene of a crime.
He destroyed it. He pulled it apart.
They're our property.
That has brought nations to a clash.
200 years of diplomacy has been useless.
When it's clearly stolen or illegally exported, then it should be given back.
Things happened with giving money under the table.
That was simply a lie.
Then you'll uncover abductions.
She was grabbed from our home. What is happening to the child? What is the child thinking? How is the child managing? All these different thoughts are in your head.
A scandal that pushed a desperate millionaire.
This is like a Fort Knox.
To take on New Zealand?
The Attorney General of New Zealand suing on behalf of Her Majesty the Queen.
When you're attacked, you fight.
Even today, I still get emotional.
It was fairly notorious, but I'm not going to say any more.
I don't have any other comments to make.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies.
Yes, it was smuggled.
No one knew where they were.
What the hell was going on?
People can come up with these cock and the bull stories, but if you examine them, they don't fit, Mark.
You'll unravel the tale of an Irish tree.
All I know, Mark, is the redcoats came along
and killed him with a bayonet.
There's one version of it where this tree was the tree that they were hung off of.
A tree that holds the story of a devastated community.
They were looted on the spot.
And it was the soldiers that took the chalice. Plundered.
And that's when the chalice vanished.
And that's what happened in Ireland.
Then...
And you would walk in and she would be on the stage.
And you could look at her, you know, for 2 shillings.
Meet a woman whose voice has been silenced for far too long.
She was treated like a circus animal.
She was being oppressed. She did not want to be in this space.
Her dignity was taken away from her.
Even if she had agreed to be there, that's not the same as actually finally being on stage. And she would have gone through that night after night after night.
You don't treat another human being that way.
And a murder investigation. In paradise.
Oh, this is a fantastic, this is a piece of heaven.
It can only have happened through being shot. But why?
And who shot it?
I have no idea.
It's a mystery that shows just how messy our history can be.
Guilt's not the emotion. Shame, maybe shame is the emotion.
It's very strange.
Those are fairy tales.
My name is Mark Fennell, and in the days of the British Empire, things were taken.
The world's most significant surviving ancient artworks.
The marbles were stolen.
That's probably not true, I would say.
This is so irrational. It's something that civilization should not tolerate.
These are objects that can tell us who we are.
It's tempting to look at anything that happened in the past and think that there was like a master plan.
It's looting. This is what it is.
And everyone just pretended that this was all legit.
That's what eyewitnesses say.
I think there was a lot of anger on both sides.
They tell us how we ended up with the world today.
Colonialism and history in general just leaves you with these things to make sense of.
This is the story of you and me and the stuff the British stole. Returns in 7 days.